It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line, tech reporter Mike Tobuski on Election Day, where, you know, Mike, every 4 years we always talk about how good is the candidate's ground game. And that still might be pretty important, but now we're probably placing almost as much weight in how good is their online game. And as we sit here on Election Day, who came ahead with the online campaigning in 2024?
Well, there's this new survey out from Hootsuite that looks at exactly that question. This is a company that tracks the sentiment that social media users are feeling online. They do this by looking at certain keywords that appear in social media posts that are, they deem to be either positive or negative for either candidate. The findings here are pretty interesting. A lot more accounts online are talking about Donald Trump as opposed to Kamala Harris. About 50% more of those keywords were generated. That means that for every 3 posts that mentioned Donald Trump, there were 2 mentioning Kamala Harris. And they looked into age groups and gender breakouts. But the overall takeaway here is that despite the fact that there are more people talking about Donald Trump, that doesn't necessarily mean they are talking positively about Donald Trump or indeed either candidate. Both candidates, when you add the positive and the negative sentiment together, are discussed overwhelmingly negatively online. We're going to have to see how that shows up in the real world. These are just posts, of course, not people who are reading those posts or views or anything like that. But an interesting data point headed into Election Day.
Yeah. And, you know, this election seemingly for the first time, it's going after gamers. How have you seen that online?
Right. We've seen on both sides of the aisle, the campaigns kind of lean into the gaming sphere, obviously a sort of male, young male dominated part of the market. That is something that the Harris campaign in particular wanted to target, young men. We saw Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, appear on a live Twitch stream with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez playing kind of classic video games, Crazy Taxi among them. We've seen the Harris campaign set up a world in Fortnite, obviously a very popular sort of multiplayer game online that was decked out with Kamala Harris signs and what have you. Now, there has been some reporting that those worlds and those games were not especially popular among gamers, but even still, it seeks to underline exactly how important that demographic was for that particular campaign. On the other side of the aisle, you know, we've seen that the Trump campaign really lean into podcasting, right? We've seen Donald Trump appear on long-form podcasts that, you know, like Joe Rogan, of course, is the big one, but he also appeared on podcasts hosted by Logan Paul and Theo Von and other very prominent online influencers, sort of more of a long-form content-style interview that the Trump campaign was focused on. So interesting, two different strategies from both campaigns. They're targeting gamers and the podcasting sphere. There's a little bit of overlap there, but still, the kind of two different tacks going into the final few days of the election.
It's been kind of a rule, right? You know, the internet is not real life, Mike. And that I find that's been true for most of the time. But now is that becoming a little more blurry? I mean, you could never, even 4 years ago, 8 years ago, certainly in that election, and if you go even further back, you weren't necessarily, you couldn't tell just because somebody was more popular online or in your little bubble or your algorithm, that really didn't translate to mean almost anything in the polls and who would win the election. Is that changing in 2024?
It's a great question, right? And we have seen in recent years sort of online movements spill out into the real world, in sometimes with very real consequences. You know, you can make the argument that, you know, the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol was very much an online movement that spilled out into the real world. You know, conversations online left unchecked by social media companies allowed these conspiracy theories to foment. And obviously that is a big concern for elections officials and security officials going into election day. They want to keep an eye on the conversations that are happening online to make sure that they don't become real. By that same token, though, it's interesting to look at the inverse of that question, right? We always talk about whether celebrity endorsements really matter. Online, it seems like they have generated some discussion, but maybe not as big a discussion as, you know, one would expect. The day that Elon Musk endorsed Donald Trump on July 13th of this past year generated nearly 230,000 posts on social media, either positive or negative, discussing that endorsement. When Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris, it generated 176,000 mentions. And this was the one that really got me, guys. We talked a lot about Brat Summer this past summer, which was a meme that the Harris campaign leaned into, sort of promoting the campaign with the help of Charlie XCX and a new album that she had put out. It got very popular among a certain contingent of very online people. Only 60,000 results for Kamala Harris and the word brat, again in reference to that album from Charlie XCX, who also endorsed Kamala Harris. So, you know, these conversations are going on. And again, it's worth mentioning that these are not necessarily directly correlated to whether people will go out and vote for either candidate. But it is certainly an interesting data point.
Yeah, it is. You have crisscrossed Pennsylvania this week, and it appears to be where all eyes are focused in this presidential race. Officials in Pennsylvania are promising a speedier vote count. But when do you think we'll get those results?
Right. So yesterday here in Bucks County, where I am right now, I spoke to Steve Santasierio, who is the Bucks County chair of the Democratic Committee. He's also a state senator here in this state. And, you know, he said his day today is going to look like going to these various polling locations, making sure that the votes are being counted properly. He's going to be in contact with, you know, legal teams and the Democrats, sort of legal officials, to make sure that judges at these polling locations know the rules. And if there is a challenge, that they're ready to, you know, step in and make their argument, you know, to make sure that these votes are being counted in a proper way. Here in Pennsylvania, the mail-in ballots can't start being counted until this morning. About an hour and a half ago is when mail-in ballots from, you know, across the state, you know, began to be counted. That is what 4 years ago prompted this state to be called days after Election Day. It took until the Saturday after Election Day for Pennsylvania to be called. This year, Steve Santasierio says that it's going to take a lot quicker, right? They've updated their systems. It's going to make that process go a lot smoother. They say they have more people and more machines working on this. And the prediction that he made, at least for Bucks County, is that by late tonight, we're going to have a good idea of which way this county is going to go. We're going to have a full final result tally by mid-morning to early afternoon on Wednesday. So that is what he is promising. Whether that will show up in the real world still remains to be seen, but you're absolutely right. All eyes here on Pennsylvania.
Yeah, smooth is the word everyone's hoping to hear later on. Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Mike Dubusky joining us live. He's in Pennsylvania.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.